You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. So today we are having an interview with KM Leong, the head of Southeast Asia of Xiaomi. We're going to explore some of the items that Xiaomi is doing, not just in this country, but around the world, but most importantly about the upcoming launch later this week. KM, how are you this evening?
Thank you, Ibrahim. Thanks for having me for this session.
So let's talk about Xiaomi in Malaysia. It's a household name. Everybody knows it. I have everything Xiaomi in my house, from a weighing scale machine all the way to the phones. Let's talk about the business of Xiaomi in Malaysia.
Well, yeah, we are actually currently number one in Malaysia for the two consecutive quarters this year. So we achieved 24% market share in our smartphone shipment. That's 109% year-on-year growth. So literally a quarter of smartphone being sold in Malaysia is actually contributed by Xiaomi. If you're looking at the Southeast Asia regional perspective, we're currently the number one smartphone brand across the region. That's we achieved 22% market share and accounted for 107% year-on-year growth. So if you look at even the global perspective, as a Xiaomi as a smartphone brand, we actually achieved 17% market share with 83% year-on-year growth globally.
And of course, these numbers are actually rising rapidly from 5-10 years ago until today. That growth has been perpetuated by the kind of aggressive marketing that you guys are doing in the market space. Talk to us how you guys have grown that market share over the past few years.
Well, that's a few things about Xiaomi. It's all about being faster, better, and easier. So we actually offer faster speed in connectivities and performance. We offer better technology and specs as well as features, but with a very reasonable pricing, right? So we tend to make every of our consumers, you know, to do their daily activities much more easier in terms of user experience.
So the thing about the smartphone business is that I would call it a red ocean. I don't know whether you agree with me. It's a very tough market to be in. Some of your competitors are selling better products, cheaper products. You guys are doing the same. And it's actually a race to get the consumer's attention. How do you compete in such a very, you know, aggressive kind of marketplace where the thing that you're selling is also the thing that most people are selling, and the consumers are extremely aware, extremely discerning. They're very particular about the items that they're going to purchase. So yeah, how do you stay ahead in the game?
Well, innovative is always in our DNA in Xiaomi. And we always come up with this smartphone multiply AIoT strategy so that we could actually offer our customer a wider range of products. So the Xiaomi range of smartphones are really, really affordable. And the smart home products that we're able to offer is also able to help our consumers to maintain their better lifestyle even during this lockdown period. And of course, during these very challenging periods, we also focus on some of our online sales channel as well, so that to offer the best customer experience. And as well as we also expanding our offline retail network across the country, so that we can allow more of our consumers and our fans to really go into the store and experience our product by their hand.
So that's the most important thing, trying to increase the touch point with the consumers, trying to put the products into the consumer's hand. I think that's highly appreciative by the consumers. But at the same time, we want to also learn a little bit more about the business direction for Xiaomi in the years to come, even in the quarters to come. What's to be expected from Xiaomi in Malaysia?
Right. First of all, I think a brand without advanced technology and premium flagship offerings, you cannot go long distance. So first of all, our main strategy in Malaysia as well as across the whole region is really, really to focus to drive our premium flagship products. But launching or offering a premium flagship product to our consumer and to the market doesn't mean that it should be a luxury pricing. So for users who really wants to have the best and latest features, we also offer a very affordable price tag, especially when it comes to the premium and flagship offerings. So like recently, we're going to launch this latest premium smartphone series, the Xiaomi 11T series. So this is the smartphone series that we're going to launch recently that if you're coming to Malaysia very, very soon, indeed on this 23rd of September. So this Xiaomi 11T series is our premium flagship offerings that provide creative tools that makes the cinematic or everyday content creation to be better and easier for normal users. Right. So meanwhile, the Xiaomi 11 Lite new generation as well is another new models that we are launching along with the Xiaomi 11T series. So this device is for users who wants a trendy and yet very high-tech fashion statement so that they can show off their style, right? So along with this premium flagship offering and yet advanced technology and affordable, we also keep sustaining our the Redmi offering, which is the always the best in class mid-range and entry-level smartphone. So this Redmi segment will always offer best in class features with amazing prices. So for heavy users who really wants very impressive specs and features with great price and performance ratio, they're always able to access to all the Redmi smartphone offerings. So if you look at by this first half of 2021 this year, the global accumulated Redmi shipments is already like 200 million units globally. So there's a huge user base globally on the Redmi offering. So these are the two main actions or strategies that we keep on sustaining to keep us really competitive. First is the premium flagship offering, but with a very reasonable and affordable pricing. But we also not to forget to offer the best in class mid-range and entry-level smartphone from our Redmi offering. So not only the smartphone itself, right? Not only the smartphone itself, we also want to bring more AIoT and smart home products to our user so that they can enjoy even more affordable pricing kind of products, but keep on maintaining their smart living lifestyle.
Yeah, okay, hang on. I just want to talk more about that as well, because life is not just about mobile phones. It's also about the home products. And as I prefaced earlier in the show, I have some home products of Xiaomi in my house. Let's talk about that. How important is this business division when it comes to building the business locally here in Malaysia?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the core strategy from Xiaomi is really about smartphone multiply with AIoT. So AIoT stands for Artificial Intelligent Internet of Things, where our vision is really believes that we can connect all the appliances, devices, in your day-to-day usage, such as mobilities, wearables, and the smart appliances in your home. We want to make sure all these devices are really connected and with intelligence, with artificial intelligence that can help you to enjoy a better life, right? So this is our core strategy, the smartphones multiplies by AIoT. And in Xiaomi Malaysia as well, we recently introduced the Mi TV Q1 and the Mi TV P1 series. So these are the two really, really powerful smart TV that support Android operating system as well. So these are the first range of smart TVs that we recently launched in Malaysia, and we're going to launch even more offering to Malaysia.
All right, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Xiaomi Malaysia.